U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon was in Bend last week soliciting input from manufacturing leaders on how to increase these jobs in Oregon. He stopped by the KBND studios to talk about other issues important to Central Oregon, including the fate of the Affordable Health Care Act, now in the hands of the Supreme Court, and our withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Kelly Blyer, and our in-depth interview with Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley is the focus of today's Take 5.
I did sit in on one of the court discussions. It was an interesting discussion.
There's a lot of speculation about what the Supreme Court may decide on the Affordable Health Care Act. Senator Merkley wants people to wait until the decision is revealed at the end of June.
But no one really knows what will come out of the court because should they strike down the individual mandate, which was essentially a mechanism to create an insurance pool like a company has an insurance pool where they're both healthy people and sick people so that those who are healthy help pay the cost for the sick. Without a pool, healthy people go and get insurance elsewhere or pay for their own occasional expenses, then the pool is sicker, it's more expensive, so more healthy people leave, and eventually you have a kind of a downward cycle in which the insurance pool crashes because it becomes too expensive for anyone to participate. That's why you need a pool. Well, things that are connected to that are the Healthcare Bill of Rights. Insurance companies have for years been insuring people, and then when you get sick, they cancel your insurance. That's not insurance. That's a ripoff, and people are angry about that. Well, that changed with this Healthcare Bill of Rights. It eliminated the gender discrimination. It enables if you have a pre-existing condition and you were thrown off your insurance by your last company, you'll be able to get insurance and be part of the pool in the future. It says your children can stay on your policy to age 25. It a host of reforms of the worst abuses of the insurance system. Possibly those all go down if the mandate goes down.
If the Affordable Care Act is struck down or just the individual mandate, it's possible lawmakers could revisit a single-payer option.
One of the things that we considered under the Accountable Care Act was decreasing the Medicare age from 65 down to 50. Which, since most diseases and efforts are problems as you get older, which would be going a long ways towards a nationwide system of us all being in a pool and forged in a different fashion.
The U.S. continues its withdrawal from Afghanistan. The senator's comments on that coming up. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. Senator Merkley has long been a vocal critic of the Afghanistan war.
The administration has moved up the date for our troops serving in combat roles to be out by the end of 2014, has been moved up to the end of 2013. I would like to think the advocacy I've been putting forth has helped make that happen. We had a vision of taking a very remote, mountainous, village-oriented, basic agriculture-oriented nation and pulling it into institutions in Western style. And we didn't understand the languages. We didn't understand the role of the religion. We didn't understand the enormous damage that corruption does. All the positions are sold from the governorships on down to the basic lowest level. And people who don't buy them to serve, they buy them to exploit. And the more you build the government, the more you build the exploitation. I do want to note that that nation-building effort in Afghanistan is costing us $120 billion a year. And that's massive. It is massive. If you were to take those funds from Afghanistan and spend $40 billion paying down the deficit, $40 billion investing in education, and $40 billion investing in infrastructure, we would not only have a lower deficit, we would have a much stronger economy for the future and a much better preparation for our students for that economy.
All issues that will be addressed and debated during this upcoming presidential election. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.